What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offering in the visual and literary arts. Come to a reception at the Blue Hill Public Library on Saturday, today, from 3 to 5 p.m. It's for the show Think of All the Color Still in the World, which has paintings by Surrey artist Lise Williams. Lise's paintings burst with color, capturing both representational and abstract interpretations of nature. Working primarily in acrylic and mixed media, she uses bold hues and layered textures to evoke the depth and vibrancy of her experience. Her work often embraces whimsy and abstraction, inviting viewers into a world of expressive, color-driven storytelling. About her work, she offers, "My use of such vivid color is a form of therapy for myself, but I also hope my paintings bring some joyful lightness and beauty to the world, especially right now when there seems to be so much discord." Yes, Lise, discord and also dreary weather. So again, that opening is today from 3 to 5 at the Blue Hill Public Library. Between this opening and other offerings this week, we definitely have the cure for March. You can still catch films as part of Points North Institute's Cabin Fever Film Fest. They're showcasing an expanded program of new documentary films that will, they promise, warm your heart, engage your mind, and give you the boost you need to power through the rest of the season. It's happening until Sunday at the Camden Opera House. For schedule and tickets and more information, go to pointsnorthinstitute.org. They build themselves as the launching pad for the next generation of nonfiction storytellers. If you're looking for something a little more participatory, you could sign up for a fun afternoon creating beautiful mosaic shamrocks or four-leaf clovers, because of course St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. This workshop is happening at the Home Studios in Orland. It's at 90 Schoolhouse Road. You can find out more details at Eventbrite. It's so easy to search Eventbrite. You can type in Orland and Shamrock Workshop and it'll pop right up. While you are there, you can check out other offerings in the area. For instance, you might find out about the free community crafting at Winter Harbor. They're encouraging you to shake off the cabin fever and craft with them. They'll have hot cocoa, tea, coffee, and cookies. You can bring a potluck snack to share if you want. And on March 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Skudik Arts for All, they'll be making spring-themed crafts and have several projects to choose from. All the materials will be provided. All ages are welcome. It's just a nice time to get together as part of a community and make something. If you're not available at that hour and you're interested in maybe something slightly more adult, you can go to Paint and Sip to the Soames Sound in Blues and Green. That's happening again on Friday at the Wendell Gilley Museum with instructor Erica Elizabeth. She's going to guide students step by step through the watercolor painting process, explaining each step along the way. You can sip on wine, tea, or seltzer as part of this adults-only class, but it doesn't matter how skilled you are at the artwork, you're invited to come as long as you're 21 or over. And that's happening on the 14th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Now, you still want to do something crafty, but maybe Southwest Harbor's too far away? How about Deer Isle? The Haystack Center for Community Programs, Haystack Camps, is offering a stitched wood containers workshop that's happening on the 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. Participants will use a colorful cord to stitch laser-cut wood pieces together to create a bowl or a vessel. Interesting, right? Now, the maker in this case is Julie Morangello, who's the founder of Modern Maine, an independent design studio that specializes in creating contemporary sculptural light fixtures. Once you've seen her work, you'll know her work. Very, very nice. Register for this program. Go to haystack-mtn.org and then look for community program and then community artist and maker program series. That's their camps. You math nerds will be wishing everybody happy Pi Day on the 14th. Pies on Parade is happening over the weekend. It's a community-wide event providing an opportunity to sample delicious sweet and savory pies over the course of a weekend while providing critical support for AIO Food and Energy Assistance, which serves all of Knox County. So Pi Day on Friday kicks the weekend off with the Life of Pi movie, the Strand Theater in Rockland, and then there are pie stops, Camden, Rockport, Rockland, and Thomaston. For more information about all of this, go to aiofoodpantry.org. The last event to mention for the 14th is the opening of Foolish Fish Girls and the Pearl, which is a comedy for adults that's opening at the Playhouse in Belfast on the 14th, runs for a couple of weekends. It's a love story written by Barbara Pease Weber and directed by Mary Weaver. It's a fairy tale of love, which is just what we need to cheer us up during this frozen season. If you want to find out more about that, you can call the box office of the Playhouse in Belfast. With all these offerings, there's no excuse to be cranky this time of year. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street.